You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Misspelling with Tori Spelling. An iHeartRadio podcast.
Okay, I am joined by a country music superstar. She has countless hits and awards under her belt. Plus, she has new music coming out, an album called Unbroke, and the best legs in the business. Welcome with me, Sarah Evans.
You are my idol. I would have had 10 if I could have. And I've been following you all these years and watching you just like pop these babies out. And I'm like, I want that. But can only have three.
I was fucking fertile. I didn't know.
How many is all together? Five?
Five.
Yeah.
And you have three.
I have three, but I come from a family of seven.
And seven? That's
Where
do you line up?
I'm number three. I was between the two boys. Oof. And then there was me and then two girls that were 16 months apart. And then my mother and father divorced after five kids. And then my mom got remarried and had two little girls, so I have two half sisters. So I was always kind of alone, like in the family. I didn't have a partner. Mm. Yeah.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah.
That's kind of sad.
Does that affect you?
Well, I think it's probably the reason that, because my whole family is musical, as I explained on stage. So it could be the reason that I just really went after the dream of music because, you know, I felt like I wanted to make a life different and of my own, sort of.
Right. Age four?
Yeah. At age four, our parents realized that we could sing and, you know, do music. And I'm so grateful to my mom because we were farmers, and farmers are not only always broke, but they're so busy. And my mother could have been, and you know this, having five kids, my mom could have just said, my kids are so talented and they can do music, and that would have been it. But she
made the effort. Okay.
And went out and bought music equipment and found musicians and did that for us. And I'm so great. Because, you know, a lot
so
of us.
Way before Kris Jenner. Your mom was a momager.
Oh my God. My mom is the original Kris Jenner.
Oh my God.
Yes. You're doing great, sweetie. Yeah, totally. Like, you know what I'm saying? As moms, we could have been just too tired to do it.
Always.
And I'm very grateful that she pushed us. One time I asked her, why did you do that? You know, when we were so busy and we had so much going on. And she said, because I wanted you to be more than just, you know, play sports in a small town, and I wanted you to get out and
dream bigger.
So I owe it to my mother.
Oh, wow. Well, and yourself.
And yes.
Wait, I can't talk to you right now unless I tell you the story of my teeth.
Okay, what happened?
Okay, so my whole life I had like terrible teeth. My best friend for my 50th birthday was like, he's a huge dentist. And he's like, I'm giving you, it's like Oprah, like, look under your seat. You got new veneers.
Whoa. No way.
You got veneers. And yeah, so.
Are you telling me this because my teeth are crooked?
Oh my God. Let me look at your teeth, look, Sarah, so Evans.
Crooked. And see, I need veneers. I want veneers.
You're so hot. I want to lick your teeth. Sorry. Sorry, Jay. Her husband's right here.
He would probably love that.
Oh my God. That little crooked tooth is turning me on. Okay. Anyway.
Wait, so you have temporaries in right now?
Oh, I got them yesterday and I'm lisping and I was like, I'm interviewing Sarah Evans and this is not okay. So I felt the need to tell you and then okay. I can get it out of the way. And then we move on.
I never would have known. You're doing great with it. Are you in pain? And do you have pain pills that you could share?
Oh, okay, God, sorry. I love you already. Yeah.
You too.
But yeah, if you hear me lisping, it's not because I'm drunk.
Okay.
It's because of my
other reasons.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they're white and they're crisp and
they look amazing.
Thank you.
We're all the same age. We were joking that there's hot flashes up in here.
Yeah. But
there's a lot of hot flashes.
I'm done with menopause.
You're what?
I'm done with it, I'm pretty sure.
Done?
Yeah.
Oh, it like hasn't ended?
It's ended.
If 1 year, Tori,
it's
1 year, no period, allegedly you're done.
Yeah.
And then you're in what, Perry?
No, Tori, Perry is first.
Listen to me. You Sarah can also help her. Get pregnant during menopause.
Oh my God.
Did you know that?
My friend told me that.
Yeah. I would love to be pregnant again, but then
my friend.
My son Avery's 24.
Okay.
He's my favorite. And then my daughter Livy is 21 and my daughter Audrey is 19.
Ah,
yeah.
God. One of the reasons I wanted to bring you together is you really have a lot of your journey in common.
First of all, I'd love to have another baby.
I would too.
Oh my God.
It's the best. There's no better time in your life than when you bring that baby home. I never complained about losing sleep. None of
never.
That. I loved it. Every second of it.
Same. Mm-hmm. Same. Jay, well, I don't know if you're open to this. Would you impregnate both of us?
It's just a question.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, we're in our 50s. Who cares? You know, one might have to be done through IVF. That would be me.
And me, sister. I'm totally in menopause, but I'm so bummed. Like, I should have freezed my eggs.
Yeah, I'm begging my children to have children because, you know, I'm going to just steal the grandchildren.
Oh, my God. I fucking love you because I have this idea. It's like a Lifetime movie idea where a mother steals her kids' eggs because she's dating a younger man.
Sound familiar?
That's and the best idea ever.
It's called My Daughter's Eggs.
Can I be in it? I'll play an egg.
Can you be the lead? By the way, I just have to tell you, you have the hottest legs in the business.
Thank you. They're a gift from my mother.
What?
I didn't do anything to earn them. It's just, she's got great legs and I, you know, thank God got that from her.
I mean,
thank you for saying that.
Yeah, of course. Let's go back. Like you started at four, but you started in your 20s becoming mm-hmm. famous. What age do you think you became famous?
I think I became famous at age 28 or 29.
Okay.
Because I decided I'm not going to have a baby until I have a number one record because I wanted to be able
driven
to afford.
Woman.
Yes. And I wanted to be able to have enough money to have a nanny because I was not going to go on the road and not take my kids with me. I would have just quit. And I'm friends with Martina McBride. And so one day I was huge pregnant, sitting on the couch with my first child. I never found out what I was having either. I always made it a surprise.
All three?
Yep, all three.
Okay.
So I said, what am I going to do when the baby's born? How am I going to tour? And she said, you know, anything that the record label asks you to do, you need to say you have to pay for a nanny because I'm not doing it without bringing the baby.
Yeah.
So I had my first number one record, and then I got pregnant, and that's when I feel like I became famous, because with that pregnancy, I gained over 50 pounds. And I remember sitting on the couch and I saw a Faith Hill video come on TV, and I was like, you know, that bitch. And then,
She is fucking hot.
She's beautiful. Mm. Oh my God. And so I just was like, I'm going to grow my hair long. I'm going to get so skinny, and I'm going to be a hot mom. And then my song went number one, and then we came out with Born to Fly. And so right around 28, 30, I've felt famous.
So Taylor Swift says you're stunted at the age you become famous.
Interesting.
But you say 28, 29?
I would say I act about 28, 29, 30. Yeah.
Do you feel stunted at that age?
I don't feel stunted at that age, but you know how as you age, I remember mm-hmm. my dad telling me this one time that you never feel different after like 30. Like, you kind of always think the same way about clothes, about fashion, about style, about, you know, having fun. I don't think you ever really change your mindset after about 30, in your 30s. Because my dad was like, I still feel like I'm in my 30s. So stunted might not be the right word. And we all know Taylor Swift is terrible with words. But I don't feel much different than I did 24 years ago when Avery was born.
Well, you don't look much different.
Well, thank you. Yeah. You don't either.
Thank you.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
So, we're here in Napa, Country in the Vineyards, and I introduce you 21 Days to Break a Habit.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
I watched you. I fucking cheered from the crowd, and that hit home. Is that true?
You know, I've always heard that if you can do anything for 21 days, then you've broken a habit, you know, like, or you've started a habit.
Okay.
So like, you know, if you're like, I'm going to jog for 21 days straight, then you've entered into that habit. So I was riding with Jeff Trott and Melissa Fuller. Jeff Trott co-produced all of Sheryl Crow's records, co-wrote all of her songs. He wrote If It Makes You Happy by himself.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And wow.
So I went in and I had this idea because I'm a lyricist. I don't love writing melodies. I'm much more of a lyricist. So I was like, Jay and I were separated at the time. And so I wanted to write a song that was kind of on the funnier side of things. Like, if you can do something for 21 days, you know, you would break a habit. But I couldn't even go 2 days without, you know, talking to Jay or wanting.
Thank you.
Yeah. Like, I say we were separated, but we were always together, always texting because we're soulmates and we're so in love. And so, nevertheless, we ended up writing the song. They say it takes 21 days to break a habit. And then at the end, I was like, wouldn't it be funny if we got on the calculator and tried to figure out how much time that is? So it's 500 hours, 200 minutes, right. 2,400 seconds. That's 21 days. Is there a habit you're trying to break?
Yes, Sarah.
What is it?
Oof. Well, I just got out of an 18-year marriage.
I see.
So I'm trying to break that.
And, you know, it's really hard because depending on the situation, sometimes, like your therapist or whatever, will say...
Your therapist?
Your therapist.
Great, 'cause I don't have one. So, yeah. I'm happy you're here.
Well, Jay and I are going to be in marriage counseling for the rest of our lives because it is truly so helpful.
Great.
It's so helpful. And then outside of therapy, we don't talk about anything. So we save it all for therapy. I mean, we talk. We're like dead silent.
No, they say that's, yeah,
you know,
helpful.
And so depending on the situation, if you're going to try to go no contact to make it easier on you.
Yes.
The 21 days is where the idea for that song came from. I never succeeded. When Jay and I first got married, we used to try to make it a rule with certain people in our lives that we were going to do texting back and forth, 5 words or less. Yes, that sounds good. Or yeah. I will be there at 5.
Yeah.
Just to keep the emotion out of it, all of that. Because there's so much emotion.
I think I'm more interested, actually, in my future.
Right.
And like the future human I partner with.
Correct.
Like, what does that look like?
I believe that if you are really going to divorce, you're really going to...
Oh, I'm divorcing.
Okay. If you're really going to do that, my opinion is, you know, that needs... Because I have a friend who's going through this right now and she's real worried about that. Mm-hmm. I never thought about it because I knew that there's no way I'm not ending up with Jay. You know, I just knew that. But even though we went through a hard time, I knew that we were going to have grandchildren together. He adopted my children. He raised them. So I knew that we were, but my friend is thinking the same thing that you are. What if I end up alone?
Right.
You know what he wants to think about being alone.
Friends bring you down.
Yeah.
Friends are like, I just want you to get what you deserve.
Right.
And that's always the thing. And no one can know what you deserve except for you.
And if you, you know, I don't know at all where you stand, but what I always tell my friend who's going through a divorce, trust God, be still, let him work it out. But it is a very scary thought to think about being alone.
It's so scary.
At 50.
Yeah.
But you will not be, Tori.
How do you know, Sarah Evans?
You're beautiful.
I love your whole name.
You're beautiful.
I have 5 kids. Who wants that?
Yeah, but you, a lot of people do. A lot of people do. I mean, if I were you, I would focus more on healing from your marriage.
Yeah.
And then moving to that. Now, I've been divorced already.
Right.
When I was divorcing him, it was a totally different thing because I couldn't stand the motherfucker. And
this
so,
is Craig.
Yes. So I think I did think about
that. You guys married a year later after
we
the
met.
Divorce? Met. Okay. Tell me that story. Sorry.
Well, you know, this is so funny. So Craig and I did a lot of marriage counseling. I always felt guilty because I didn't truly love him. Mm. However, I have three children with him, and I'm a, as you know, you wouldn't change that for anything in the world.
Yeah.
But he has not been in their lives at all. He has not been present at all. He hasn't seen them since 2014.
That's heartbreaking.
Yes, but thank God they had Jay. I mean, Jay stepped in, raised them, you know, took care of them. So I was a lot more worried about the things you're thinking about right now when I was going through that divorce.
At the time.
At the time.
Yeah.
However, I was only in my early 30s. So I knew that I would meet somebody. But it's different at 50. You worry about that.
Yeah, I do.
So Jay and I were introduced by a marriage counselor.
Jay, true.
Is that not hilarious? So he and his wife were separated, ex-wife. Craig and I were going through marriage counseling because I didn't believe in divorce. I couldn't fathom it. My parents divorced when I was 12. It killed me. My dad was a wonderful dad, but he was a bad divorce dad. You know what I mean? So I was always chasing after him and trying to get his love. And so I developed a lot of daddy issues. I know that's such a common overused phrase, but I did.
And so
Craig and I counseled with this guy named Joe. He went down to Alabama and counseled with Jay. So Joe calls me. And he said, I've never done this before because I've spent my life trying to keep marriages together. But I don't think that you should stay with Craig because there's a lot of problems. He said, and I have somebody that I want you to meet. And I was like, no, 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 no. I'm never getting married again.
I can't
believe
your marriage counselor set you up on a date.
Yes.
What the heck?
Isn't that funny? And so he said, listen. When your divorce is final, you call me, we'll meet, I'll tell you who the person is. I'm not going to tell you. So we were, my whole family, we were like, oh my God, who could it be? And so then when I found out it was Jay, Jay played football at Alabama. He was quarterback, superstar down there, won the national championship in 92. Then he played professional ball. And he said, I think if nothing else, you guys would be great friends. You've been through the same
things. They always say that.
Yeah.
You can be good.
You'd be good friends.
Yeah.
So I put the kids to bed one night. I was doing the dishes. I went into my office at home and I emailed Jay and I said, hey, it's Sarah Evans. Joe told me about you. Da da da. Went back to the kitchen. Yeah. And I heard the ding on my computer. And I'm like, he's been sitting here waiting for me to email him because he responded immediately. And so we just started talking nonstop. We had a very fast courtship. Our divorces were final, one day apart. We have so much in common. He has four children. So I ended up moving to Mountain Brook, Alabama, and we raised our family together.
Seven kids. Whoa.
Yeah.
You beat me.
I did, but I didn't raise his children. They were with us in the normal parenting plan, like every other weekend,
understood,
that kind of stuff. My kids were with us all the time.
Yep.
Because their dad, you know, just hightailed it out of town and went to Oregon where he's from. And So it's none of it's easy. It's hard. Marriage is very hard and you've got to work at it. And, you know, you have to have two very healthy people. Jay and I have learned a lot about ourselves and about our marriage and about what is and is not appropriate and acceptable. And we're going forward.
Understood. Sarah and Jay, you guys were apart for a while, though.
Mm-hmm.
What happened there?
Did you cheat on me while we were... I'm kidding.
Sorry, Jay. She found out.
I found out.
My bad.
I think we were both miserable. I was miserable.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global.
When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Now, we were going through some very tough issues. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I spoke about it on my podcast and kind of, I was just kind of going to be like, I'm going to talk about it. And then I'm going to try to let it go because it's quite embarrassing to our children, honestly, to hear about it.
My kids are the same. I want to hear this. Yeah.
So now I just, I know that we've both changed so much and our marriage is incredibly healthy now. We communicate now. Even today, I was like, is something wrong? Is da da da? We communicate so well, where before that might have turned into a big fight. But today, it was just a normal conversation between two married people. But during the separation, I was drinking all the time, just miserable because I missed my husband. I wanted him back. But now I say that I was not that way with my first marriage at all.
Ever.
Ever.
It says something.
Literally in the last 2 weeks, you've each been the top story on People magazine. Is that helpful, hurtful, harder? What is that for both of you?
I would say for me, it's very, very hard because, for instance, my four stepchildren fucking hate it. I mean, they hate it because it's embarrassing.
Yeah, I get that.
And my when teens. You're famous, and as you know, when you're famous, but you've got family members that aren't, well, they're like, I didn't choose to be famous. You're the famous one. So don't talk about me. Don't talk about my dad. Don't talk about, you know.
My 15-year-old says that exact thing all the time. I didn't choose this.
Right.
I'm like, oh, you're born into it. It's how we make our money.
Right.
Literally. Yeah. Like, sorry. Yeah.
But, you know, with me, I can talk to my three about it a lot easier because they've been with me every single day of their lives.
Right.
When you're a stepmom, it's a different thing because you're trying very hard to, you know, I'm not trying to be your mom, but I love you as though you were mine, but I'm not, you know, it's a tightrope to walk.
Yeah.
It really is.
Step parents. Yeah.
It's hard.
It's really hard.
You are. Yeah, that's right. I forgot about
and
that. Yeah.
My soon to be ex has a girlfriend, a living girlfriend, who has met the kids and I like her.
Oh, good.
I actually really like her. She's supportive of him. They keep each other accountable. They're sober. And yeah, it's a whole different.
That will be very, very, very good for your children if yes. you and she get along.
Agreed.
Yeah.
And I hope the partner I end up being with yeah. is the same person for my kids.
Right.
And going forward.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I will pray that for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. For stepchildren who I love. Mm. It's making things harder between us. And I want it to go the opposite way. But then at the same time,
it's
the truth when yeah. it's out in the public.
Right. And,
you know, it was very hard to decide whether or not to talk about it. And I asked Jay, for instance, the song Pride. Mm-hmm. I said, if you want me to, I'll make that third person. She, he, you know, instead of. And he was like, absolutely not. This is your song that you wrote. This is your story to tell, even though it involves me and all seven of our children. But for healing for our marriage, we've got to be honest.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're just going to go back into the same
cycle
and
yes.
Dysfunctional patterns. So, you know, I was very proud of him and grateful to him for saying, no, you sing that song exactly as you wrote it. Don't change it. And then he also, you know, gave me permission to speak about it on the first episode of my podcast. I didn't go into detail, but it was clear enough. And now I just, you know, I want to stop embarrassing our kids and just move forward with life. And I want them to know that everything's fine, that they're safe, we're safe, and we're all good. Now, that's not always the case. It doesn't always happen that way.
And you're always Jay's a great relevant. Man. I mean, you're an amazing, iconic performer,
well,
but you're still relevant in the press.
Yeah.
And they're always going to talk about you.
There's
the fascination. Yeah. So that's something that's just going to keep coming up.
Right. It's hard.
How do you manage that?
I think, you know, my hope and prayer is that the further away we get from our separation and from all of that, that it'll just become old news. You know, the news cycle is so fast.
Yeah.
And that's my hope and prayer. And then the more that people see that we're together and that we're in love and, you know, Jay and I have a lot of things that we've opened up about in therapy that are not excuses for anything, but reasons. And that's why I say it's helped us so much. And we'll be in therapy for the rest of our lives because you begin to understand each other a lot better. Like I never knew you felt that.
Wait, can you give me the number of your therapist?
Yes, he's
mostly
wonderful.
Mostly because I'm hopeful they'll set me up with someone. I have
it's
motives
a different
here,
therapist.
Sarah Evans, and I just want to meet somebody.
I will get Tori.
Cool.
You don't have to worry about that. You don't have
I'm
to worry about it.
Fucking worried, my
don't.
Friend.
I know you're worried about it.
I'm
really
50
do.
With five kids. Fuck.
I really do know. Understand.
Like a safe space. That's all.
I understand. I really do. But trust me, you are not going to be alone. You're too beautiful. You're too funny. You're just open. You're like me. And a lot. We're both very open.
Yeah.
But I get it.
How did we not meet before?
I don't know. I don't know. I've always liked you. I've always followed
same.
You. I've always
same.
Been interested in you.
Same.
Yeah.
Are Sarah and Jay 2.0 better than version one?
For sure. Sarah and Jay marriage 2.0 is probably, I mean, it's night and day from marriage 1.0. Is that how
He's
you say
like,
it?
Yes. Yeah. Nod.
And we named it that. Yeah.
Really?
Marriage 2.0. Yeah. Just because No, no, I just get emotional. But Jay is a great man who made some bad choices. Everybody deserves forgiveness and love. He certainly does. He's done a lot for me. And he's done so much for my children. And he's a great father to his children. And so I just couldn't be that person that's just like, I'm not going to try. And I know
so many fans were like, why?
Right.
Like, it's over.
Right. People don't understand. And it's a tough, no. It's a very tough topic because
it is.
You
I've been there.
Yeah. It's a tough topic.
I've been there in a marriage. Sorry. Mine didn't work out. Yours worked out. But I had that happen where my husband, well, it was different. Mine was infidelity. And then, you know, people are like, why are you staying? And I'm like, because I'm choosing to try to work on this.
Right. Like, and we've got five children. And yeah, that. I mean, so yeah, that was a big part of it. But it's funny because like sometimes Jay, just like any marriage, will just piss me off or, you know, drive me crazy. I'm sure I drive him crazy too, but we love each other and it's hard to explain, you know, but I'm not sitting here.
You don't have to explain because it's no one's fucking business.
You're right. You're right.
Literally.
You're right.
And that's what it comes down to is they all weigh in on our lives. Sorry to interrupt
no,
you.
No.
They all weigh in our lives. And at the end of the day, it's no one's fucking business. It's between the two of you.
Right. And people think they know.
And that sucks.
Yeah.
Because you take so much of that on.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're a public figure and you take it on. You take it on. And it influences how you feel about your partner. And it's not fair.
That's right. That's perfectly said. That's right. It's very, very difficult. And I'm not on some high horse sitting here saying, you know, but we worked it out and we stayed together because I have divorced and I feel, and I know people are going to maybe balk at this or whatever, but my reasons for divorcing my first husband to me were much more right. I mean, than if I were to divorce Jay. I mean, those were much more valid.
Your
that's the word. Yeah.
I think in your music, you've never sounded better.
Thank you.
You do. Your songs sound like the old Sarah Evans, if that makes sense.
Yeah. It's more about I'm competitive with myself and I'm a perfectionist. So I just want to, I'm a better singer now than I was in my 20s. I just want to get better and better and better all the time. When I get to the point where I feel like I'm not singing great, then I'm quitting because I will not go out like, we heard Sarah Evans tonight. No, that is not worth it to me.
You're a phenomenal singer.
Well, thank you.
Oh my God.
Thank you. Y'all are
and you're
too
funny
sweet.
As shit. You're funny.
So are you.
Thank you.
Lisp and all.
What? It's kind of cute, huh?
I like it. Oh, I like it.
Maybe I'll keep it.
Do you think in your 50s, for both of you, you're more willing to talk? Like, is that because of the age we're all at now? Where it's like, you know what? We can just be authentic.
I think, I mean, I feel like honesty is the best policy always.
Well, otherwise they create your narrative.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're so
literally.
Right. And you don't gotta, you know, I'm never gonna sit here and tell anybody the minute details of mine and Jay's issues.
Will you tell me after?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I'll tell you after. In fact, I texted you before the podcast and told you everything. But I'm never going to do that. But honesty
is crushing so hard.
Honesty is the best policy within reason. And don't humiliate.
You had to throw that in.
Yeah. Don't humiliate your children. And, but I do feel that in the 50s, I feel like there's so many younger women that need our advice and need us to be honest. Because how else are we going to help them or stop them from getting into a situation that we've been in that we weren't happy with?
Mama, I'm just doing it to heal myself. Like, yeah. I props to the younger generation, but I'm just like, woof. I couldn't take it anymore. I couldn't take it. Everyone was creating so much drama and the wrong drama. And I, you know, I've been schooled in the thought, you know, from the 90s, like, you don't comment, you don't do that. I was finally like, I can't.
Yeah.
I have to tell my story because it's my truth sooner than later. I don't want to do it later. Like, I just want to get it out there.
And what you said is correct. They'll create it if you don't tell it.
Yeah, they will.
Mm-hmm. You're not going to be alone.
Ugh.
I just know that.
Okay, call your marriage counselor, like, after this.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll be like,
no, I'm not kidding.
Who's Jay, your most recent?
Is it a boy or a girl?
Well, the one we're using now is not the one that set us up. It's a different one.
No, I want the one that set you up.
I'll call him and I'll be like, who has divorced recently and who would like to date Tori Spelling?
Oh my God.
That's what I'm going to do.
Thank you. I love you, Sarah Evans. Because I don't want to be alone.
You won't.
I'm not lonely. By the way, I'm not, everyone's like, oh, you're just so scared of being alone. I'm like, no, I'm never alone. I have five kids.
Right.
I'm never alone. It's not that. I just want a partner. I want a partner in crime. Like someone that gets my
brain. You need
a
person.
It's not even a physical thing. I want someone that gets my brain because my brain's pretty big.
Yeah.
And no one has ever seen it. And I swear, I'm like, cool.
Why don't you go on that famous person dating site?
Oh, Raya?
I don't know. I never looked at it.
Raya. So it's wild because, you know, I've been married 18 years. Mm-hmm. There were no dating apps.
Right.
So I would go through with my friends, be like, swipe left, swipe yeah. And then I'd be like, that's funny. And now I'm like, oh, is that going to be me? And my kids are mortified. They hear that because I tell everything to my kids.
Yeah.
And they're like,
too.
Yeah, you can't be on a dating app. And I'm like, well, how am I going to meet someone? And then I go, I'm going to be the old cat. I have one cat. I'm going to be the old cat lady.
No, I'm just, I swear I have a good intuition about things and you're not going to be alone. You're not going to be alone for very much longer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait, what's his name and what's his sign?
Well, I don't know signs, but I'm an Aquarius. So I'm just going to go ahead and say Aquarius.
Mm.
And
is that
then,
February?
What? February 5th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're good.
But how old is your youngest child?
7.
Okay. You need to wait a little bit.
I can't.
Just a little bit.
Oh.
Just a little bit.
See, you've been through this in between. Yeah. Sorry, Jay. Earmuffs. Like in between things.
Mm-hmm.
When people are like, just work on yourself. Just be alone.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
It's hard. Because you want to say, you be alone, bitch.
I hate when people say that to
me. It's terrible.
You just need, I'm like, okay. These are all the people that are married and happy. And I'm like, in relationships.
Yeah.
I'm like, don't tell me to be alone and get to know yourself. I don't fucking want to get to know myself.
Well, you do know yourself.
I know myself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I want to say too, you're a tremendous mother.
I've been right spot since I was 15. So you know what? I know myself.
You're a tremendous mother.
Across?
I want to make sure you hear me say that. You are a tremendous mother.
I can't take compliments, Sarah Evans.
You are. Are you hard? Are you bad at taking compliments?
Really bad. You're a superstar. Are you good at taking compliments?
Yeah. I like them.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Wait.
I like taking, well.
Give me wisdom.
I mean,
how do you do it?
Probably because I didn't get a lot of compliments growing up. And I don't mean that bad in any way, shape, or form about my mom or my dad. But I'm from the Midwest. We're farmers. We're very stoic, non-emotional. And so I don't know if the word is compliments, but I do love validation. I crave validation.
Right. Yeah, I get that. So on my bucket list, which I was married for 18 years, never thought it would happen, was like, I never dated a musician.
Do that.
Who?
What about Kenny Chesney?
Okay.
He's single.
Oh, Kenny Chesney? Really?
Well, he's
Is
single.
Is he still cute?
He's cute. Kenny and I are friends, and
I know
he is.
I researched you.
You researched me.
Yep.
Good job.
I was going to bring it up later, but
am
glad
I
you
supposed
brought
to do that
now.
On my podcast?
Yep.
I'm going to think of somebody. I'm going to think of somebody for you. Okay. I'm going to find
a
you
musician?
A musician.
That's my dream.
Musicians are great people because
they cheat on you.
Well. Kenny Chesney will cheat on you, most likely. But
oh, that's a red
he's
flag.
He's rich.
Hook us up immediately. I'm all in.
Kenny,
I
I'm just kidding.
I will be stalking you tonight to get his fucking DM.
I'm kidding, Kenny. I love you. This has been incredible. Thank you for having me,
oh my
really.
God. Oh, my God. I love you.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.